Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. You get started by simply volunteering. Volunteering for a cause that you believe in, that you really enjoy. Then just meeting people. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too, familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and we're going to do Follow Along Friday, but today with Follow Along Friday, there's a lesson that I've learned through what's happened in the last week, and I want to share it with you because I think it can be helpful for you if you were to apply this in your life. And basically, the outcome of this lesson is to ultimately be able to get more off-market deals. And I promise you this. You've never heard of this. You've never heard of this way of getting off-market deals before, because I stumbled on it, and it's more of a longer-term play. But it also happened just within. I'll tell you the story, and then you can decide how short of a time frame it happened. You could say it happened within 3 weeks. You might say it was a work in progress that's happened over
a couple years. So I'll go ahead and tell you the story. But before I do, this is Follow Along Friday, and I want to tell you all the relevant things that are happening in my business because it could be helpful for your business as well in real estate as an entrepreneur. One is I've got some offers that I'm fielding for my property in Cincinnati, so more to come there as I progress and as those offers progress. And two is I have my Houston deal rocking and rolling. Really only thing that's happened between now and or now in the last time we spoke on Follow Along Friday is I just gathered my investors' preferred payment method for how they receive their quarterly distribution. So it's either going to be ACH, wire, or a check. And otherwise, you know, things are going well. No real updates other than we're just continuing with the renovations at the 250 unit in Houston. And we're getting more in rent than what we projected, specifically about $75 more, which is pretty incredible. Great market. And we made a really good buy. And then the podcast, have a wonderful new hire, Andrew. Shout out, Andrew. He's just rocking and rolling. I mean, just a phenomenal team member. And a lot of the best ever guests that you're hearing now, he's responsible for getting on the show. Just super well-connected, great energy, and really, really good drive to be successful and be a contributing member of the Best Ever Show. And now on the personal front, boy, I could do a whole episode on these scuba diving lessons that we've done and how that can relate to real estate. And I really might, because there's certainly some major psychological barriers that need to be just shattered in order to breathe underwater for 45 minutes. It's quite incredible. But this weekend, I'm actually going to get certified with my girlfriend. And perhaps after that certification, that way I don't jinx myself or her. After the certification, I'll have some thoughts and tie that into real estate because there's so many parallels. Now I want to talk to you about what I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, and that is how I stumbled on this off-market deal. And essentially what this approach is, it's not necessarily about off-market deals. It's more about how to approach creating a friendship network. And I don't like just saying network because network to me implies that we're trying to get something out of people. You know, we're networking. We're like talking to them about strictly business when in reality, the more we talk to them and they talk to us about our personal lives, the more genuine and real we become and we are to them and the better, deeper connection we have with people. So what I've outlined is a three-step process to build a solid and rewarding friendship network. And this is just one tactic that I've implemented since I've been to Cincinnati. Because again, I moved to Cincinnati in, let's say late May, early June. And so I've only been here for June, July, August, September, 4 months. And I think for anybody who's looking to start in real estate or just get started and amplify your exposure in your market and meet more people, this is going to be an approach for you. So what I'd say is this is a three-step process to create a larger and more meaningful friendship network so that you can get more deals, more off-market deals, and you can get access to more money, which essentially that's what it boils down to, right? Deals and money. So you really don't need anything else other than that and have fun along the way. So here it is. Here's a three-step process. First is volunteer. You might not have seen that coming, but the first thing I realized is I need the volunteer. And I learned this through one of our previous best ever guests. It was like one of the very, very, very first episodes. And he talked about how we should volunteer and not only volunteer, but get on boards of different organizations. And that's what I realized that I needed to do whenever I got to Cincinnati. So what's recently happened, and I'll tell you kind of the flow of things, whenever I was volunteering for Junior Achievement while living in New York City, I enjoyed it, number one, first and foremost. You got to find something that you enjoy volunteering for. But then two, I was able to, when I moved to Cincinnati, use that experience of volunteering and then be able to become a board member for Junior Achievement in Cincinnati. And when you become a board member for any organization, you're going to be around other people who likely, not it's not guaranteed, but likely are successful. And if they're successful, again, likely, they're going to have money. And it's likely that they're going to know other people who have money. So there, that right there could be your deal network. And when you volunteer, because if you're thinking, well, okay, I want to be a board member, but how the heck do I get started? Well, you get started by simply volunteering. Volunteering for a cause that you believe in, that you really enjoy. Then just meeting people. And when you volunteer, though, it's not about meeting as many people as possible, similar to if you go to a quote-unquote networking event. You never meet as many people as you can. Don't play, you know, business card merry-go-round. Yes, I just made that up. I don't know why. But business card merry-go-round where you just give it out to as many people and you just keep circling the event. Instead, you meet one person at the event, get to know him or her very well, and that's it. That's it. Volunteer. Enjoy the volunteering experience and get to know one person very well. That's all you got to do. It's as simple as that. And once you volunteer over and over and over again, then you become a board member, because that should be one of your goals in this process, is to become a board member. Once you're a board member, then you're really rubbing elbows with, as I mentioned before, the people who are likely to be successful, likely to have money, and likely to know other people who have money. And the intention is not to become business partners initially. The intention is just to get to know them and learn about them and learn what they're interested in and learn if it makes sense for you two to do business together in whatever capacity that you're in real estate. Those are the three things. First, you volunteer. Second, you find one person at every event that you get to know really well. And third, get on the board. And as a board member, then you start meeting people. So here's what happened to me. This happened within the last week. Now, I've been volunteering for years. That's what I was kind of alluding to before. But within the last 2 weeks, actually, 2 weeks, I've attended a Junior Achievement board meeting in Cincinnati. And through that, I made it a point to meet at least one person and got to know that person really well. And actually, I was fortunate enough to get to know two people pretty well. And when I say get to know them pretty well, we connected, and it was more than just a how you doing, where are you from kind of cursory conversation. It was more substantive than that. And I ended up talking to a vice president of PNC Bank, who's on the board with me. And he is just a phenomenal person, and he's a connector. He's a big-time connector. He's also very involved within Junior Achievement, as well as other philanthropic organizations in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area. So I got to know him. I had lunch with him, and then coming out of that lunch meeting, he asked if I would like to be introduced to a couple of his colleagues. One of his colleagues was somebody in commercial lending at PNC Bank. So absolutely, I met him, met that gentleman for breakfast. Another was the largest manufacturer home builder and owner operator in all of Kentucky and probably Ohio as well. Over 5,900 units. Just a mover and shaker, is to put it kind of oversimplifying, not even giving it justice. This guy is at the top of the game, probably one of the biggest players in mobile home and manufactured home investing in the Midwest. I was introduced to him and had lunch, and there might be some parallels there or an overlaps in potential to do business. I don't know. I'm not really in that space. Certainly was intriguing after hearing him talk about it, but you never know. But I was able to meet him. Then another gentleman, which I met today, is a partner at the largest property management company in the Cincinnati area. And after speaking to him, he was sharing some opportunities that he's come across. And one of them is a off-market deal. And with the off-market deal, he said, hey, you should check this out. And that's what I'm going to pursue. As you know, as a loyal West Ever listener, you probably know I'm actively looking for my next deal. So that's something that might turn out, it might not turn out. But just through volunteering, I'm getting access to more deals, and I'm meeting with the very influential people in Cincinnati and in real estate. And I've been in the city for 4 months. And this is a process that you can follow as well whenever you're looking to establish yourself in an area. And it's simply by first volunteering, second focus on the relationships, focus on the people that you're meeting, and have that one-on-one conversation and get to know them. And then third, get on the board. And when you're on the board, then get to know individuals. Look at the individuals who are in the most relevant industries that you're in, and then reach out to them and become friends with them. There are long-term benefits, and I've seen this play out in my career over and over and over and over and over again. I'm also on the board of directors for the College of Media and Communication for Texas Tech University, where I went to school. I've been on that board for probably 6-7 years, while 3 of the board members are investors in my deals. And one of them is a business partner of mine who I closed on the Houston deal with. So there's tremendous opportunity by volunteering, focusing on the one-on-one relationships, and then getting on the board for whatever charity or philanthropic cause that you're into. And oh, by the way, you're doing good stuff because you're volunteering. I mean, it's a freaking no-brainer. It's a win-win-win. Now, this is a long-term play, though, and it's important to balance the short-term stuff. You know, if you're just venturing on your own, it's like, well, I got to make money, I got food on the plate. I understand that. But in addition to maybe doing those wholesale deals, in addition to fixing and flipping a house, volunteer, focus on the one-on-one relationships, and then get on the board of directors for that organization, and then develop those friendships. Because I'm sure you've heard of, you know, you're a product of your surrounding, you are a product of the expectations of your peer group. I can guess how much you make by, you know, asking you who are your 5 closest friends. I mean, you've heard of all those things. Essentially, what all those things mean is if you surround yourself with the people who are successful, you'll be successful. So it's important to surround yourself with people through the board of a charity that you really enjoy. So I don't want to belabor the point anymore. I know you get it. Now I will challenge you politely to do it. Do those 3 things and then let me know how it's going. You can email me info@joefairless.com. Shoot me a tweet if people actually do shoot tweets @joefairless. And then if you haven't had an opportunity already, please go to iTunes and do a 5-star review and write a little something. That would mean a whole lot to me. And I will continue to read those reviews as much as I can on the show. I think it's just really nice to have that recognition for all the guests that we bring on the show. And it's not only for myself, but it's also for the team. You know, it's just nice. It's a good feeling. And it means a lot to me. The latest one that I see here is, let's see, and I haven't read this before, so I'm just going to read it. I'm reading it right now for the first time, so who knows what it's going to say. Awesome show. Joe not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. He gets straight to the heart of the matter and offers powerful insights directly from successful real estate investors on a regular basis. As a bonus, the shows are the perfect length of time to maximize the information without getting too long. Highly recommend. Thank you, R.P. Dunnigan. Thank you, my friend. Props to you. Virtual fist bump. And best ever listeners, if you have an opportunity, please do so. That would mean a lot. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friends. I wish you the best. Keep staying grateful, and I'll talk to you soon.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip.
go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.